even in the short amount of time that we studied Chassidus, we've talked about the concept of hispatlus. Hispatlus means that instead of our typical approach to life, where you're given certain talents and faculties and intellect and speech and ability to act as human beings, and that's what makes us different as human beings, tzelem elokim. It's not just animals are stronger than us, they have a more of a physical sense, but we have the cognitive side that they lack. Intelligence, creativity, cognitive speech, thought, consciousness. So Hashem equipped us with these tools in order to create, to advance the world, to protect the world. We're the pinnacle of creation, we're the stewards of creation. And Chassidus is a complete revolution. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever-present and ubiquitous, instead of you asserting yourself and your talent, you should, I'll use a harsh word just to describe it and illustrate, a self-annihilation, where you essentially shut down yourself. You suppress yourself so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence takes care or tends to your needs. Now, I think it's healthy, just a moment here, now in Chassidim, I don't think you live this on a constant basis, but it is a healthy yin and yang. I think we're very, very driven people in our world, and I'm going to accomplish everything. I want to hit a bump in the road, or I hit a wall, I'm going to work harder and bang my head against the wall even harder. And sometimes this concept of Chassidus, of letting go and making space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being mispatel, is very, very healthy, even for non-Chassidim. Why am I talking about this in Parshas Toldos? Because in Parshas Toldos, you have an image of Yitzchak who wants to deliver a bracha. And when you want to deliver a bracha, what are you using? You're using your heart, a certain desire, a certain relationship. You're using your mind. You're conceiving of, I want to give you a bracha. So I think about how much I like you. I consider how I want to deliver a bracha, what I want to bless you with. And then I'll articulate it with my mouth. So it's heart, mind, and speech. Those are three cognitive parts of the human experience. And in Yitzchak, they're totally shut down because he thinks he's delivering a bracha to his beloved son Esav, and he articulates the bracha in Esavian terms. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulates. We see it as Rivka and Yitzchak, but of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is really the Chiddush, it's not Yitzchak and Rivka, it's Yaakov and Rivka, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially re-engineering Parshas Toldos through the agency of Yaakov and Rivka. So this becomes a portrait for Bittul, that as much as you feel you're going to create the legacy and the heritage of the Jewish people by choosing the right son, delivering the bracha, you are misbatel to Hashem. Now, the Chiddush is, and this is in Tafresh Lamed Beis and Tafresh Lamed Gimel for people that are listening online, the Chiddush is, well, is that fair to Yitzchak? Yitzchak didn't buy into this. Yitzchak planned Model A, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched it up on him for Model B. So it's one thing if, let's say, Avram decides if he wants to enter a phase of Bittul, so you shut yourself down, your judgment down, you follow Hashem blindly, you suppress yourself, or you annihilate yourself, you contract yourself. But Yitzchak wanted to give a bracha. This is immoral, this is unfair. The answer is no. Yitzchak opted into this system earlier in his career, and by opting into that system, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just reciprocating with what Yitzchak really wanted. When did Yitzchak opt into a world of Bittul, or what's Yitzchak's most famous moment? The Akedah. So at the Akedah, you're bound and tied, and I told the boys in my share, but since there are people that are not in my share, do you know what the word Akedah comes from? The word Akedah in Sefer Bereishis means dots and lacerations. Remember the sheep in Parshas Vayetze, Akudim, Nikudim, Uvudim, they're spotted. The reason the Akedah is called the Akedah is because when you tie someone like this, you're kosher them. So I still can move my limbs, but my hands are tied and my feet are tied. I'm just more limited in my movement. Akedah means you're hogtied. You know, hogtie is where you tie your hands behind your back to your ankles and you create reverse tension. When you create reverse tension, there's laceration on your wrists and on your ankles because of the tension in the ropes. So that's why the Akedah is called Akedah, because you're creating spots on your hands and ankles. And when you hogtie someone, you're essentially removing their mobility and their utility. You're rendering them a torso. You're eliminating. When you tie my hands and tie my legs, you're not eliminating my limbs. You're just limiting my limbs. When you hog tie me, my limbs have absolutely, not only they have no purpose, they're kind of productive. They're creating lacerations. All I have is a torso. So Yitzchak already opted into the world of Bittul and Parshas Vayera, and Toldos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really delivering the system that Yitzchak wanted, because Yitzchak understood Chassidus and Yitzchak wanted to process through his spotless. So the brachos and toldos have to be seen in the context of what happens in Vayera. In Vayera, Yitzchak chooses the track of Bittul. Because he chooses that track, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers the real brachos that deep down he wants and chooses. And every day, now I'll read the Sfas Emes talking to his Chassidim, not to Yitzchak. V'chein b'chol adam. Kefi kabalas malcho shamayim b'chol yom b'boker b'leiv shalim li'os batil b'emes. Kol haritzonos lutzonos. So what should you daven for every morning? We daven for parnasa. We daven for refuah. We daven for gula. A chassid should daven for something meta. Hashem, let me be misbatil myself. If you're misbatil yourself, misiris nefesh, yuchal lifol shelo yetzei mirshus Hashem yisbarach klal. Then all your actions, even the actions that are seen to be most human, authored, your mind, your speech, your thoughts, your brachas, will all be authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way that Yitzchak will be authored. It's a very powerful message of Hizbatlus, and the point is you can buy into a system of Hizbatlus, and then you'll be in Hashem's Rishus, and even when you think you're acting cognitively and independently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create a Hizbatlus theater for you. Now, in another piece, he describes similarly, but a little bit different, two additional reasons why Yitzchak. That's a really interesting bracha. We normally think of it from the Esav Yaakov moral standpoint. Was it moral of Yaakov? How could Yaakov do it? Vayakveni. But think about it from the Yitzchak standpoint. He's not the real victim, but he's a victim in Parshas Toldos because he's the one who's powerless. He's the one who's blind. He's the one who, at least if you just read the narrative without explanation, is being manipulated. So he's trying to describe this as the ideal paradigm where you're not being manipulated, being mispatel, and it's not Yaakov and Rivka that are deceiving, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the system that Yitzchak opted into. Two additional reasons. Number one is because when Yitzchak gives a bracha, the bracha will still be delivered out of the love for his son because he loves Yaakov. He still is in a gear, or Esav, whichever son he gives a bracha to. To objectify that bracha and to remove the negiyah and to make the bracha more potent, the bracha has to be delivered not through a father, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, voicing it through a father or planting the words into a father. And that's an interesting concept. You and I would think, well, that's great. When you give a bracha with negiyah, that makes the bracha passionate and personal. You don't want a dispassionate bracha. But in chassidus, and this is the second point, the related point, if I, let's say, want to give Mark a bracha, okay, so let's say I like you. So you would think and hope that my bracha is based on our relationship, not just, you know, let's say the Baba Cherubi didn't have a relationship with people he gave a bracha to because there was just so many. But that was a different, and maybe I'll talk about this in just a few seconds. But if I give you a bracha, you'd expect it to be based on a personal relationship, based on my care for you, my concern for you. I shouldn't remove that aspect. I shouldn't depersonalize it. But in chassidus, what happens on this world is bidirectional. The upper worlds affect the lower worlds, and the lower world affects the upper worlds. Because remember, we just live in one room of a very, very, very large complex. The room is very large. It feels like the entire universe, but it's just one room. So what will happen on this room or this floor will affect upper tiers and upper stories. So the bracha that Yitzchak delivers to ultimately Yaakov isn't just going to change Yaakov's life. It's going to change history, but not just history. It's going to change cosmic realities. So there's more of a need to take Yitzchak out of the picture and let that bracha be cosmic and let it be objective. So I'll read the language to you. Masha Yitzarech Lios Brachas Yaakov Shalom Baratzon Yitzchak Nira. This is Tafrei Shlamed Gimel. Adei Sheba Bracha Zu Teluyin Kol Olamos. This is going to affect worlds, not just worlds where other people live, worlds where parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence are still being trickled down. These are malachim worlds, worlds that are beyond reality or physical reality. And that can't be delivered by a person. So the big chiddush of these two pieces of the Sfas Emes is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. When we read Parshas Toldos, there are three human beings who are acting. Rivka, Yaakov, and of course Yitzchak is being choreographed. But in the Sfas Emes, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's directing this storyline. Yitzchak chooses HaKadosh Baruch Hu to direct it for him through his Akedah. And it's important, even beyond Yitzchak's choice, it's important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be delivering the brachas so that it has cosmic resonance, not just interpersonal effect. Okay, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Noshir. Wednesday will be the second part of Chassidus, and Thursday Rashi. Okay? Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good luck.